and if those plans include him coming back to the South Side. And you have to be honest about what it is you're willing to pay him and
at bats you're willing to give him.
Yep.
Yeah, however you do it, you have to be really mindful of the logjam that you have coming and needing that position open for somebody who is at a little different point in their career arc relative to where your rebuild is.
No, I think those are all valid points. I've been thinking about it, and then you saw it last night, and like, that's enough. I think I've seen enough. I know it's only 60 games in the majors, but Rick was right with his initial scout on Aloy the defender, and we should probably say we're sorry for trying to push him to bring him up, because it seems like it was a valid criticism. Instead of just baseball speak, instead of a front office lying to you, it seemed like a very valid criticism that we should have taken more seriously.
All right, Lawrence, have a great show.
See you, man.
Guys, have fun at the game. We are Sports Radio 670, The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. The top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Your Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves will open the season on Saturday, October 5th. For group and season tickets, visit chicagowolves.com. This hour is being brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
How do you properly apply cologne? Because everybody's like different.
Honestly, this is one of those situations, Tony, where I don't know if I have a good answer, because I think that less is more when it comes to that, and that you're supposed to, I think, put it on your body maybe before you get dressed versus putting it on your clothes.
I'm a spray in the air and kind of walk through guy.
Nothing wrong with that.
And then maybe I'll put like a little on my wrist and kind of put it together. And that's kind of how I do it.
Campy, you a cologne man?
It's probably on brand that I am not.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Yeah, and we found out that Campy smells delightful. Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until Cubs baseball today. The Cubs continue their series with the Reds. We will have Cubs baseball here on The Score starting at 12:45. And a treat for you, if you're not a Cub fan, and you're like, well, I listen to The Score all the time, and what am I supposed to do during Cubs games? Well, today, what we're going to do on 670thescore.com, we're going to stream, because we don't have the streaming rights to the game. That's an MLB thing. The podcasts, like mine, like Loho Daily, I have a whole thing on Marvel. Some of the other podcasts that are out there, like the I'm Fat podcast, which Rick Camp is a part of, you'll be able to hear all of those. And we're going to mix it in. So if you still need your sports talk and sometimes geek talk, in my case, and you don't want to listen to the game if you're listening on the stream, 670thescore.com or the radio.com app, we have got for you a bunch of podcasts to keep you relevant. All right? All right. So you don't need to go anywhere else. Tony is mad at me for something I said at one of my other jobs. We will explore that coming up in a little bit. But first, we start the show as we start all things, with a rundown.
There's a rundown you asked for. I may have expanded some areas that you weren't prepared for.
Great. Fax that to everyone on the distribution list.
Sure. Do you want to look at it first?
Do I need to?
No.
The rundown.
That's kind of how this thing works here. It's pretty spot on by Tony. The White Sox have been angering. Like, watching them out of the break has been a nightmare when you realize that they have been outscored 37-7. And then you have stuff like this happening with your prize prospect.
Merrifield gets his hands around and skies it to left center field. It's a long run, and Charlie Tilson gets over there running into Eloy Jimenez, who goes down at the wall in left center. So, Charlie ends up with the ball, but Eloy is down and hurt. on the warning track.
Well, it looks like he's grabbing his bicep or his shoulder. Charlie with great speed, and Charlie gets a good break on this ball. And unfortunately, with both guys calling for it, Aloy calling for it, Charlie calling for it, but then Aloy can't protect himself. That is the problem. Charlie's calling for it, and he's the captain on the play.
So Aloy had that arm extended when Charlie made contact with him.
The hyperextended right arm, and hopefully that bicep muscle doesn't or is not affected by it.
So Brett Walker out there with Aloy, and he's going to have to come out of the ball game.
Those highlights courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago, and it's disappointing, and I think that there should be serious consideration to maybe he's just your DH. And I'm sure that the White Sox are looking at all things, but he just doesn't look comfortable, and I'm not sure that the risk of him getting comfortable is worth the reward of him becoming maybe at best a competent left fielder. Meanwhile, the White Sox pitching is still a problem.
That ball is crushed. Man, oh man, Hunter Dozier. Country strong.
Dozier is a double shy of the cycle. The Royals just pouring it out.
It seems right now that everyone is a double short of the cycle against the White Sox. They're not even really getting extra base hits. They are struggling to pitch the ball outside of Lucas Giolito and a few innings of Dylan Cease, which is a problem. I mean, we've discussed it before, but it has come to a head here in the second half of the season, and it is troubling because they're not losing close games. They are getting pummeled. 5 hits yesterday. They also committed 3 errors. They have lost every game and now dropped to 7 games below 500. Here's what Ricky Renteria is saying about his squad.
I mean, is there any rhyme or reason to this? You guys finished with a nice win against the Cubs. I get you had a long break, but to come out like this, where you're not just losing, you know, baseball just overall is not.
I think it's not been clean at all. We played much better, much cleaner baseball. We've been doing it, you know, and pushing that aspect all season, you know, since the beginning. So coming out of the break, no, did I expect this? Absolutely not.
No, I don't know if anyone did, but I mean, it's bad. 3-7 in their last 10, they have lost 5 games in a row. Meanwhile, over on the north side last night, the very pesky Cincinnati Reds are in town. And before the game, Madden talked about the fact that they're going to have to make do for a little while without Wilson Contreras.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've been saying all along. I mean, he's tough, man. We had to explain the whole thing to him because he's feeling pretty good. And the concern was that the doctors had thought, had we let him go, that it could turn into something worse. But when you're feeling good and you're young, it's hard to wrap your mind around those thoughts. But he eventually did. Love the guy. Love his tenacity. Love everything about him. So we thought this was the right thing to do right now to get it in order so that he doesn't suffer with it the rest of the season.
Martin Maldonado was in the lineup for Contreras yesterday. A little bit of defense was on display. Albert Almora making a really incredible catch.
Here comes the 1-1 from Mills. Fly ball deep right center off the bat of Votto. Going back toward the track is Almora on the track. Slides and makes a sensational catch. What a play by Albert Almora Jr. After a long run of about 110 feet, he slid on the warning track, slid up against the wall, somehow made the catch. You won't see a better play if you watch 100 games.
Pat's right. What really makes that play brilliant is you have to figure out, like, you've got to figure out the calculus of, I need to run fast enough to put myself in a position to catch the ball, but I can't run into the wall because it's brick and I'll die. So I have to figure out how to slide and still make this catch. That is a gorgeous, gorgeous play by Albert Almora Jr. And there are plenty of plays of guys laying out and diving for balls, considering the circumstances and the environment that he was in. I think that was one of the best catches of the season, period. On to the rest of the game. This dude, Eugenio Suarez, man, he is wearing Cubs pitching out.
Now the 3-2. Driven toward deep left center. That's trouble. Back toward the wall. It is a home run. Every time we see Eugenio Suarez, Ron, I look down at his batting average and it says 246. And then the game starts and I say, how in the world is he only hitting 246?
Yeah, because it doesn't seem like that's the case when he is playing the Cubs. The Cubs have brought up Robel Garcia. He has played. He had 23 at-bats so far. And he's hit a few dingers, an important one last night.
Garcia, switch hitter, batting left-handed, drives one in the air to center. Back is Senzel on the warning track near the wall. It's gone! Robel Garcia with a home run just to the left of dead center. And the Cubs are right back in the ballgame. It's 3-2.
They did fight back, and then the big bats took over. I don't know if... Yeah, there it is. I was waiting for that sound, Tony, because when I was... It was one of those things where I was on the couch watching the game, and the sound made me sit up. Check out Chris Bryant's homer to tie it.
Bryant drives one in the air. Deep left field. This ball's got a chance. Gone! Chris Bryant with a game-tying home run to left center. A towering blast.
A straight-up bomb by Chris Bryant. A clutch moment for Chris Bryant. They needed to get this game tied. He comes through. He ties the game 3-3. We have to go to extras to decide this thing. And Kyle Schwarber's like, I got a home run streak going on. Why not keep it going?
Schwarber drives one in the air, left center field and deep. Back toward the wall, near the fence. It's got a chance. Cubs win. Kyle Schwarber, a game-winning home run. It landed in the basket. All of Kyle's teammates waiting at home plate. They all mob him, jumping up and down. Cubs win the ball game 4-3. What a finish. A towering drive to the opposite field and left.
Yeah, and Kyle had some thoughts about getting a walk-off.
Felt good. You know, that's something you always... want to cross off the bucket list, and kind of cool too. Did it against the team I grew up watching, and that's something cool too.
So good for Kyle Schwarber and good for the Cubs. They get a win. They have won 4 out of 5 out of the break, and they have given themselves a little smidgen of breathing room in the National League Central as the Cardinals and the Brewers kind of flip-flop back and forth between who's the team that's going to try and track them down. And the Pirates still think of themselves as in this race too. So it's fun. So the Cubs right now leading the division by 2.5 games over Milwaukee and 3 games over St. Louis, 5.5 over Pittsburgh, and 6.5 over the Cincinnati Reds. So that will conclude our rundown for Wednesday, July 17th. A texter texted in, you could text the show at 670-11, said I had the same reaction with the sound, was looking away from the TV and heard that sound and immediately turned around. Yeah, you know it when you hear it. Like, sometimes you can get fooled, especially if you're listening, if you're watching a game with the sound down, you can get fooled by the height of it. It's too high, height of a ball that's batted. But you had Chris Bryant in that crouch, and you had the swing, and you heard the sound. You're like, oh, that's gone.
Right.
Yeah, we going. That's gone. Can I hear the whole cut again, Tony? And I'm glad you isolated the sound, but you just kind of knew it was up out of there when Chris Bryant hit it.
Bryant drives one in the air. Deep left field. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Chris Bryant with a game-tying home run to left center. A towering blast.
This texter says, another shining example how Cubs players make routine fly balls. Look hard. Didn't have to slide. Wasn't going to run into the wall. Was running parallel. Want to see a great outfielder. Look at Brett Gardner.
Why do you want to be that guy?
Everyone wants to be that guy.
Don't be that guy. He's not a fun guy.
Everyone wants to be that guy. For some strange reason, that clearly that was a beautiful catch. It was really well done. And if you don't want to give Albert Almora credit, fine.
Are you not entertained?
But this idea of, well, you know who's really good at defense. It's never enough to talk about what we're talking about. There always has to be something else. You know what's really great? We were sitting here talking about Popeye's chicken. But you know what's really great, though? Chester Fried. How about we just talk about the greatness of Popeye's? Or in this case, that was a really great catch by Albert Almora Jr. And there's nothing like the person that has to blow someone else's candle out to make theirs shine brighter. Nothing like it.
It's like, all right, now what? Now, yeah, you got your shine. Now what, guys?
Great. Continue. Brett Gardner is really good at outfield. Great.
Now what do we do?
Now we agree. Just sit in it? We'll just stay here and just think about who else might be good. You know what?
Name like the couple guys that would actually be better than him in the outfield either. It's just like a name that he knows.
Yeah, how about this? How about since he wants to be that guy, how about we help him out? Everyone who's listening, just text me a great outfielder who's playing now or has ever played great defense. I'll say Roberto Clemente. I mean, Albert Almora is great, but what about Roberto Clemente? What about that? See? Yeah. Oh, man.
Ken Griffey, that dude.
Yeah. I mean, Albert Almora, you may think that that was great, but Ken Griffey Jr. used to run up walls.
Right. I call your Albert Almora. I raise you Byron Buxton.
Okay. He's got a concussion right now because of the way that he plays center field, but you're right. Yes. That guy is really, really good at baseball. Let's see. Who else can we put out there? You know who was great at throwing people out? I mean, Albert Almora's catch was good, but Larry Walker back in the day used to just sling that thing.
Vlad Guerrero had a great arm and already has a kid in the majors. Come on, Albert.
Yeah, top that, Albert, with your newborn baby that isn't in Major League Baseball yet. You're slacking on your pimping. How about that? Yeah. And you know who else was great? Mike Trout. He also plays center field well. Take that, sucker. Yeah. And Kevin Kiermaier and Kevin Pillar. Those guys are also good at defense. And they're the best at it. Yeah. Brett Gardner. How about that?
Ichiro was able to do it in two countries.
And in three different languages. Can Brett Gardner speak three different languages? Didn't think so. Boom. Roasted. That's what I'm talking about. This texter's got it right. Did you know that Babe Ruth could pitch? Boom. Roasted. Owning libs all the time. Tony's mad at me for something that I said about something that is a favorite of his from his childhood. We'll talk about that. And you need to be thanking this show if you're a Cubs fan. I'll explain why next here on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Pick up the damn ball, and if you want to be a contender, want people to take you seriously, I still think the Cubs are really good, but make the plays. And on a night when the wind's blowing out, hit it out of the park a few times.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Pacquiao vs. Thurman, live on pay-per-view this Saturday. To steal a line from Sports Illustrated, this week's sign that the apocalypse is upon us. A headline on an internet website said this: which player had the best sneakers at the Summer League? Yes, seriously. First, let me say this about the NBA Summer League. It reminds me of what Casey Stengel said when his 1962 New York Mets went 14-13 in spring training. I know better than this. Them other guys ain't trying yet. The Mets went 40-120 when the other guys started trying. In the case of the Summer League, it isn't that the other guys ain't trying, it's that they aren't there. The league exists for rookies to get a tiny sense of the NBA before training camp and for journeymen looking for work, period, no matter how many games are on TV, and apparently to show off new sneakers. The apocalypse is coming soon. I'm John Feinstein.
Dan Bernstein here from my friends at Aloha Restoration. A rainy, stormy start to summer here, and every other person I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. Some service companies just show up and they tear out the damage. You got to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration does it all. They take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. And I know this from personal experience. Aloha is with you from start to finish. They restore the water damage and make your home as good as new. Aloha's the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
Red Stripe will be cruising the shoreline and crossing the country this summer in their Good Vibes van. Red Stripe is a full-bodied, light gold amber lager, and every bottle is imported all the way from Jamaica in the heart of the Caribbean. It's the beer in the little stubby bottle from an